At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
This week we have a very special guest on the podcast. She is a prolific actress, writer, producer, honestly dancer, and amazing friend. You may know her from Parks and Rec, The Office, Duncanville, and many other things. It is Rashida Jones.
Hi, Sasha.
Hi, Elena.
Welcome to another episode of Free Period.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to be here because today's a very special day.
Oh,
we have a very special guest on Free Period today. Not only is she an incredible musician, actress, she's also an incredible human being and a very close friend of ours, and I can't believe she agreed to do this podcast.
I really can't.
But I think we should introduce our very dear friend Rashida. Hi, Rashida.
I just want to giggle for like a 2 hours straight.
I know
that was appropriate.
We can giggle all. I mean, this podcast is all about giggling. We just want to hear every. I'm so happy that you're here. I cannot wait to hear all about your adolescence.
I have known Rashida since I was born.
Yes. Yeah.
Since I was born, and then you have known Rashida separately.
Yes, but the craziest is that my mom taught you at Buckley.
That's right.
Oh,
she was your art
when
teacher.
I was maybe six.
Yeah, and you know that you were her favorite. You were her favorite student.
Yeah, Miss Rose and Miss Vaughn were my homies.
Them. No, we definitely tested this theory. Like the first time I was with your sister, mm-hmm. we called my mom, and I think I felt bad because we literally asked my mom, like, "Mom, who was your favorite student?" And we were with Kadada. And she was like, Rashida?
Well, you know.
We also love Kadada.
Yes,
we love Kadada. And my mom also loved Kadada.
I was a good student.
Yes.
Right.
I was a very good student.
And what grade is this?
It was like first grade.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. My mom was like the baby teacher. Okay.
And I went back in my 30s to visit Miss Vaughn in that same classroom.
Oh my God.
Yeah, where I met your mom.
Were you transported right back?
Yeah. Except I felt so tall because obviously relationally I was so much taller in that building, but it was really sweet.
Were you at Buckley from kindergarten all the way to high school?
13 years, yeah.
No way.
Not kindergarten, but they had a class called Reading Readiness.
Oh,
which is
like
a creation of Buckley. From that on.
That's crazy. The same school. Was there anyone else that like?
Lifers. They call them lifers. Yeah. Tons of friends were lifers. And actually, you know, my crew, I have the same crew I had from Buckley. Some of us, a couple were lifers. Two were lifers. One started in fifth grade, the other in seventh. I guess I'm a lifer. So three lifers, one fifth, one fourth, one seventh.
That's crazy. I can't imagine going to the same school for 13 years.
And you stayed friends with these. I mean, you're still friends with
them. They're my best friends in the world.
Which is insane. Which is amazing.
I know.
But I feel like we have that too with our... Except each other.
Yeah.
But we met in 2013. But
I think those are the two metrics for, I mean, maybe not all of them, for being a good person is if you're still friends with your childhood friends and if you have the same phone number that you've had for a long time.
Oh, completely.
Have you done anything too transgressive? Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I take pride in that.
You have the same number?
I've had the same number for like, I had two phones for a while. I had a
burner.
BlackBerry.
We all did.
Of course. And then I got like a flip phone, and that number I've had for about 20 plus years. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
I still have it. I had to change my number like a million times, but long story, but I always had an 818 area code. That was like very important
to me.
That's
a source of pride.
818.
And also, big ups to the Valley for never splitting off to another area code, unlike
I think
the West.
I have now, though.
What?
Is it 622?
What's the second?
It's something crazy.
It's like
it's a random
it's like a
number.
937.
Yeah, like something random. But I went the last time I had to change my number. I went to T-Mobile and I was like, "Give me a new number, please." And they were like, "All right, so that's going to be like 42." And I was like, "Nope, excuse what? Me, I am 818." And they were like, "We have no numbers left." And I was like, "I've never been this person, but I was like, we're going to need to check again." And there was
sorry, sir, that can't be right.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I am 818 until I die. And like, he was like, this is the only number left. And it's like the ugliest number. None of the numbers match. Hardest number to memorize. Right. Took me a long time, but I did.
It was worth it.
I will have to be 818.
I was brought up at a time when there was only 213. 213 right. And 818 was it. That was it.
There was no 310.
Sorry, there was no area codes. And
right.
Then it was 213.
Of course.
And then it was 310. And then it was 323. And 323 felt wild to me.
Yeah.
Wait, wild. Really? Because that's what I grew. I mean, I didn't have a 323 number, but I had so many friends with 323s. No, and that was Beverly Hills to me.
It was all 213 for a very long time.
Oh my God.
I know.
Weird. I am 310.
Well, there you go.
Not going to say the rest.
Well, beep, 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 beep,
but I've had the number since.
Yeah.
I've had the number since seventh grade.
Oh, that's huge. See, I think that speaks highly of you as a person.
Thank you. And I've had my same PIN code since seventh grade.
What's a PIN code?
You had to type a PIN code in to get your voicemail. Do you remember this?
Yes, that I remember.
You needed a PIN to access your voicemails on your flip phone.
Gotcha.
And so that PIN translated to, I don't know if we choose our ATM PIN code. I don't think we do. But
our
so
ATM you do? Your ATM PIN code? Yeah, you
do
have
we?
To. Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just giving it.
For your ATM?
For your ATM.
Yeah, where did you choose that?
I thought you were just giving it when you get your card.
Who chose your ATM PIN card you need
my
to change it?
I'm very codependent.
You two are probably too young to know about emergency breakthroughs.
No, what's that?
So before call waiting, back when I was a child, you would just get a busy signal if someone was on your home, your landline. And the only way you could interrupt it was to pay a dollar. And you would get a call from the operator that said, excuse me, you have an emergency breakthrough from fill in the blank. And, you know, it just became a way to tell your friend that it was time to get on the phone.
Right.
So.
Oh, my God. A whole dollar.
I know, it's a whole dollar.
My dad would have killed me. I would have used that too much.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And then there was like the first time we did like we had conference calling. You'd click once and then it would get another dial tone. You'd call the other person, then you'd click back and you'd like prank people into being on the phone together.
We just talked about this yesterday with Jessica.
Yep.
And I did that and we talked about Johnny Gelati and we talked about
Johnny Gelati.
He is a brother of the Gelati. It's a Gelati
family.
Oh,
like Noah's brother.
Yes.
Yeah. I went to prom with Noah.
Oh my God.
The Gelati. I've never met one Gelati in my life, and I've heard so many of the
Gelati
brothers.
Gelatis. And they were all
Where are the Gelatis?
They were so cool.
And
Noah
so cool.
Was the coolest.
Oh
the
my God. Yeah. I can't believe
friend, just friends.
Full circle.
Friends. Yeah.
But we were talking about how we used to do that in seventh grade, mm-hmm. and we'd put them both on the line. They'd say hello, and the other person would say hello, and then they'd be like, Who called me?
You called me. Right.
Like, yeah. Classic. They still do it on TikTok with restaurants now.
Oh yeah!
Now
they
do restaurants.
It's really funny. Yeah. They like have Target and Walmart call each other.
Yes. That's good. And like Pizza Hut and Domino's.
I love it.
Yeah. Classic.
I never did that, guys.
You never did prank calling?
I couldn't. I was. I think Essie must have done prank calling. I was not. I was too much of like a goody two. I couldn't think on my feet. My parents were very strict.
They were not having it.
And we also had like one landline that like my parents were constantly on all the time
For work,
but also just like. On like on a personality level, like I just could never think on my feet fast enough to be like I feel like I would try and be like hi, and they'd be like hello, and I'd be like no, and like immediately like hang up, like I'd be
you
like
you weren't in your yes and phase
no
yet.
I wasn't in my yes and phase. I couldn't improv yet. I didn't have my improv skills. Essie, I'm sure, prank called a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you ever get secret three-way called? Did you ever have like someone? Pretend.
I think I did in the sixth grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. And you know, the phrase at the time was like, will you go with me? Was like how you ask people out. Sixth
grade.
Steady. Will you go? Yeah, like go steady, but will you go with me? So I think, or maybe, I don't know if this was like a by accident call or if this was another kind of prank, but I remember a guy I liked in sixth grade called with somebody else and he said, will you go with me? And I was like, and he went up the stairs and then hung up on me.
No. Yeah.
That's horrible. Yeah.
Up the stairs.
Yeah. First of many humiliations romantically.
Well, we want to hear about all of them.
On that topic, we want to know, we ask everyone this, were you cool in seventh grade?
I think most people just probably tend to say no, right? Because right. Nobody actually thinks they're cool in seventh grade, right? Isn't that?
I mean, just in my, I guess it's like, it's about like, I feel like how you perceived people. Like I always thought that there was definitely like a cool group in seventh grade that I wasn't a part of. But they also could have looked at me and been like, oh, she's cool. Yeah. But I never felt it cool. You know what I mean?
I think I was just empirically uncool. Listen, I had friends. I was popular. Like people liked me,
mm-hmm.
but I was not an object of affection for anybody.
Right.
And I got made fun of. And
why? What did they say?
I was shaped in a way that made it very okay for people to call me Potato Lady.
What? You got junior called also shaped lady? In a way. It's like,
wait, so wait, Potato Lady?
Because I was pretty top heavy. Like I still do carry my weight in my midsection.
That's
so
such a
I looked
specific
a little bit like a potato on like two little like
oh
popsicle
God,
sticks.
Yeah,
Potato Lady. Yeah, and they would like make sounds when I walk by.
What do potatoes don't make sounds?
Well, I'm like dense, dense ones do.
Like
if you drop them,
like boom.
Yeah, like boom, ba ba boom. Like they would make those kinds of sounds.
Rashida, I kill all these people.
Do you remember who is specifically?
Of course,
yeah,
I
you're never
do.
Gonna forget.
But did they actually just like have a crush on you? Is that why, or were they just
yes.
dicks?
No, they didn't. They didn't. Maybe they wanted to be my friend. It was not the way to do it, obviously. But I had like I had stuff around my weight when I was little. Like I had stuff around food, and I had stuff around my weight. And I actually I spent my summers on the East Coast, and then people on the East Coast called me Spud. So it's clearly
wait,
was a
what
thing.
Is this thing?
Spud
this
is cuter though. Spud is way cuter.
Shocking.
But wait, yeah,
that
I was. I had a shape. Shook. I had a shape. I had a shape. I had an outline that
wait.
Was a thing.
This is shocking to
I know. I'm shook to my core.
Spud and Potato Lady.
Potato Lady.
Potato Lady is like,
girl, yeah, lady.
Very unsexy and not young. Lady. Potato Lady.
What, were you mature for your age?
No. I mean, no, I wasn't. I was socially adept. And okay. I was like, I was not cool. At my seventh grade birthday party at my house, I stopped the party so that I could do my impression of the church lady. Like on
Dude,
the microphone
I would think that
with
that
the
was
DJ.
Cool. That's no. amazing. Wait, did you have like a big, was that your 13th birthday?
Yeah. 13th
so
birthday.
So you had like a big dance party.
At a big dance party.
Oh,
I have footage.
So
should
fun.
I send it to you?
No.
Oh yeah, my sister's Wait, been
oh, no,
sending
no.
me Kidana footage.
Kidana actually
yeah.
posted a
oh, yeah,
video.
She posted some stuff.
Was it your bat mitzvah? Like, did you have like a bat mitzvah?
I did not have a bat mitzvah.
I know, I didn't either. That's,
you didn't?
No, none of the Chaim, we call them our bat mitzvahs. But we never, like, my parents never sent us to Hebrew school. So, like, we never learned Hebrew.
What?
Isn't that the most shocking
I'm
thing?
Shocked.
Isn't
right
it?
Now.
Well, Danielle didn't even ask for a 13th birthday, which is so indicative of her personality. Like, she was so nervous. Danielle has not been on the podcast yet, but she has, like, a very irrational fear that she's going to have a party and no one's going to show up. She's
Aww.
Had it since she was very young.
Aww.
But
she
SD,
is the party. What does she
I know,
think
she
that?
Is the party. But Esty had, like, a roller skating themed party, but we called it her bat mitzvah, but she
no
never
Torah
went up to the Bima. No, she never
is
went
that,
up to the Bima.
I'm really
isn't that shocking?
Because
we are
this.
The most Jewish people
for real.
That you will ever meet.
For real.
And we just never had bat mitzvah.
Do we need to have like a b'nai mitzvah? Should we all
I
just
think,
get it
yeah.
at the same time?
Why don't
we
you guys
should.
Get bat mitzvah?
I would
together.
Do it with you in a heart
I would too.
Beat.
I
just
went
the
to a bar mitzvah, and I have to tell you, I was deeply moved. I was crying the whole time, and I was so moved by the family dynamic. I was so moved by the bar mitzvah boy. It was beautiful, and
oh
it made me
God.
Want to do it.
That I
was
will
my,
do it with
guys,
you.
That was my peak. That was my coming out party.
Really?
I
did you sing? Let me ask you a question. Did you try to throw a little flavor on the Torah portion?
this is so interesting. You'd think because I was obsessed with getting onto Teen Idol and yeah. American Idol, and I was trying to do. I would do Vision of Love every night in my mirror.
Me too.
Really?
Yes, because it came out when I was in middle school.
I don't know why
I used to pray that I could sing like Mariah Carey.
No, me too.
Pray
to God.
To God.
For me, it was boobs, period, Mariah Carey voice. Like, yeah, that was what I was praying for. Yeah.
You were praying for your period.
I wanted to be, I wanted to be, I wanted
that
to
was
be
a prayer
woman.
That you wish that was never answered.
I just want to be mature.
Yeah.
So I, no.
You got
I
it all, babe. By the way, yeah, you got it all.
Yeah.
All your dreams came true.
Hashem shined
here
on you. Hashem right came Hashem down and here kissed.
I can't sing like Mariah, but I was so focused on the Hebrew that my real voice carried, and my real voice was this falsetto, not trying too hard, and that is what wowed the crowd.
You wowed the Jews.
You weren't trying hard, but because you were sort of like vulnerable.
Yeah, and I was just focused on the Hebrew, so my voice wasn't shaky because right I was just so focused. It's the same way, like, when I started playing keyboard on stage, it took away from me focusing so much on my voice.
Right.
So now I had another instrument to focus on. A distraction.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I was like, yeah, bop, bop, bim, bim, bom, yeah, bop.
That sounds pretty spirited to me. That's sort of close to what I was
going
expecting.
That would get me going. Yeah. I would be like, hell yeah, Judaism, let's fucking go.
I also wore a gold beaded yarmulke because I was like, I'm not wearing a regular
feminist
yarmulke. I was full gold.
Full bling feminist.
And then
what
I was,
did you wear? What was your
I
outfit?
I wore, oh, so modest. I wore this gold skirt to match my gold yarmulke, and it was like mid-calf length. And then I wore just a black t-shirt.
Did you have your
that
boobs
that was
yet
to the service? I did have boobs, but they were probably like 32 B's at the time.
Right.
32 C
bigger
maybe
than mine now,
which was, yeah, like, yeah, they were big, but yeah, they were hidden. And I had my hair blown out, side bangs.
Loved it.
Of course.
And my dad, they came to the rehearsal of my bat mitzvah, and after they heard me sing for the first time, my dad said to my mom,
"We got to invite David Geffen."
We gotta
this
get,
is how he signs people.
We got to get David. We got to
get David on the horn.
On the horn.
Wait, get
they,
David on the horn.
Did they invite him?
Absolutely. Oh. I do not believe he was there, but they heard me sing and they were like, we got to get David Geffen
hilarious
here.
Hilarious.
I've never
your
told that
story.
You're
trying to get you signed at your bat mitzvah?
That would be so hot. Can you imagine?
See, I'm so what, jealous.
Can you?
No, that's great. Like, they believed in your talent early. They were early adopters.
But then they
that's
forgot cool about it when they watched me in Bat Boy the Musical.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it was Emily's show. It wasn't your show.
Emily's show. Emily,
you were baddie. You
know? I was the bad boy. I was the bad. It was cross-gender casting. I was the bad boy.
I love it.
Yeah, I was the bad boy. And I had a rap song. So I didn't even get my time to shine right singing, except right I had one line that I belted. And
okay,
I sent Rashida.
One line.
I sent Rashida a video of that like a few months ago.
Oh my God. It's so ridiculous.
I know.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you remember what you wore to your 7th grade birthday party?
100%.
What did you wear?
It was from Judy's in Westwood.
Nice.
Which was the shit. Judy's and Contempo Casuals were like the
Contempo
only places.
Oh, Contempo Casual.
Also, the Little Folk Shop was another, that was like an 80s spot for people who are my age. I wore a bubble skirt. So it was like a cotton bubble skirt with a gingham like band that like was like tight. And then my sister and I both had sort of like vaguely like military stuff happening. There was a lot of like, you know, kind of Janet Jackson, like,
oh, yeah,
flags and like, you know, buttons and epaulets and things like that. So it had like a little matching top, thigh high socks, which were the coolest.
Oh
in
my
the
God,
late
that's
80s.
So cool.
The coolest. And I think probably Doc Martens, and my hair was up in a ponytail. I like crimped. I was like, you know, I did that thing where I was trying to scrunch it into. I had curls when I was in junior high and high school. I had like ringlets. I had like Mariah Carey ringlets.
That's hot.
And then
I love
they just
that
went away. They just left my life. But so I had that like in a ponytail with like a really bad. I tried to do that wave in the front.
Right.
But it was just kind of like a sad little like, like wave on the shore, just like pulling up on the shore.
But what's your line?
And braces.
And braces.
Mm-hmm. And you had braces? Mm-hmm. How long did you have braces for?
4.5 years.
Same, dude. And my teeth are
I had an
crazy.
Unlicensed orthodontist.
How?
He was Does just a fucking asshole who got off on putting braces on teens without a license. He was a dentist, but he didn't have an orthodontic license.
Jessica was saying that there were clear braces. That's when clear braces had come out.
Did she go to Dr. Bohr? Okay, I bet she did. He was the coolest. He had like a train set and like TV and like a aquarium.
My
like
orthodontist had a train
was
set.
Was it Dr. Bohr?
No, it was Dr. Sands. It was the Valley. The Choo Choo Express or something. I think that's what it was called. Like the Choo Choo Express orthodontist.
Wait, that was the name of his practice?
Yeah, literally it was called like the Choo Choo Express. I don't know what the fuck my parents were thinking. Obviously, it didn't go well from what I have now, but...
Well, mine went well, but it was after
you have
I
good
saw
teeth.
Dr.
You
Bloor.
Have good teeth.
Dr. Bloor fixed it.
Oh my God.
But he made me shave down my teeth because they were very big. I sucked my fingers for a long time. Shave them down and push them together. So for a while, I had a space in my teeth.
Oh my God.
So I had, and I also had chicken pox and that space at the same time.
So you were
when I was 14.
You were 14. A bowl of fun. You're
so
a bowl of fun.
Did you go to school when you had the chicken pox? Were you able to?
No. What are you talking about?
I've never
had because you had the vaccination.
No, even before, I think I rubbed my body on all my siblings got the chicken pox. Truly, I never got them. And then I got the vaccine.
Oh my God. I didn't even know there was a vaccine until 2 years ago.
Oh jeez. Well, so you had to stay at home for how long does it last?
I got them from my friend Denise Kalinowski's little sister. And then she walked in the room and I was like, you have chicken pox. She was like, and she ran out and it was like enough.
Oh my God.
It was enough. I had to stay home for it was 8 or 10 days.
Oh my God.
So you're in eighth grade at this point.
I was in ninth grade.
Okay.
Ninth grade.
And so how were you, how was your seventh to ninth grade experience?
It was tough. It was really? Tricky. Yeah. Tricky. I was thinking about it the other day because I had my first kiss in the ninth grade. So I kind of did sort of, I blossomed. I didn't blossom ever in that way, but I kind of became more comfortable in my skin in the ninth grade. But 7, 8 and the beginning of 9 was rough stuff. It was just rough going. It was rough.
And you went to a co-ed school.
I did.
So did you.
I also have a very, very vivid memory of at a Halloween party at like a cool kid's house. I dressed as a bunny rabbit and like one of those onesies.
Oh, nice. And oh, like was, a full one. Not like a full, sexy bunny
no,
rabbit. Like you were
no,
in
no,
like
no.
a
like
Easter
a furry,
bunny outfit.
Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
A plushie like that. Like really warm, like too warm for the night. And I was breakdancing and I did a spin and my pants ripped up the center while
no.
I was spinning.
No.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I just like kind of laughed, but I was humiliated. And then I think I left.
Oh no.
Yeah. There's a lot of moments like that.
Yeah.
Seventh grade for me, seventh and eighth grade. Like a lot of like putting on costumes, feeling really uncomfortable and then like wanting to leave, just like sweating and wanting to leave.
But the fact that you did church lady at your party in seventh grade, like, so you were like funny.
I was on my
like
home
you,
turf.
Yeah, you, but you're also turf. Like, cause like for me in seventh grade, like I thought, and we've talked about this a lot on this podcast, but like I was like, oh, to get guys, I need to be funny. Like I thought that that's like, I was like, my strength is my personality.
Yes. Well, you do. You have to go with what is working for
yeah,
you. And
like
if you're not
the face
hot
was
girl,
not working.
Yeah, it wasn't like, working. So I was like, I'm gonna have to entertain people and maybe
yeah.
I'll just be a fun hang at a party and then yeah. people will want to be with me just at least socially, you know? So yes, I was like obsessed with Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
I was given special permission to watch it every single week live from the time I was 8 years old. And like that was my shit, but it wasn't cool. It was that and computers. I was like an early computer dork, which was like up until whatever, 15 years ago, not cool. Like I had a dial-up modem and a printer
oh, yeah.
and an Apple IIc Plus.
Fax.
And like floppy disk. A fax.
Prefax.
Prefax.
Did you have like a, was there like the like an Uber crush at your seventh grade party? Like did you, was were you thinking like that was going to be like the night of your life of like my crush is going to see me do this church lady impression and my life is going to change?
All flooding back to me. So... was it seventh grade? It must have been. So the actual day of my birthday, I think my sister or somebody took us to Westwood because Westwood was the place to go.
Right.
With a bunch of friends. And my crush was there. He was English and he was so cute. Howard Williams. And my best friend, she didn't do it on purpose, but she brought up that she went bra shopping with me for the first time at Bullock's Westwood.
Uh-huh.
And somebody said, I can't remember if it was him or his friend said, oh, what'd you get? Two contact lenses and a Band-Aid?
Quick on his feet.
Which was like, it was like a very 80s like,
oh, okay.
thing to say. And I ran out of the pizza joint in Westwood, like hysterically crying.
On your birthday.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wait, this is horrible.
I know.
That's so specific. I know. Two contact lenses no, and
I'm
a
like,
Band-Aid.
No, truly, like SNL writer over here. What?
I know.
That is so specific. That is the craziest
it was
comeback.
Like it was a very well-used phrase at the time in the 80s. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know. I was like,
this British guy.
I know. It was really sad.
That's horrible.
And my friend apologized, but it was too late. Damage was done. You know.
Yeah. No, you're done.
Of course.
You're
he
so
was my
done.
Big crush. I had a huge crush on him. There was another guy named Chet. What a great name for a crush, right?
So Chet.
He was a ninth grader. And when I was in seventh grade, I was in Guys and Dolls, the spring musical. And I was one of the church people, which makes sense. And he was Sky Masterson. So, you know, in the ninth grade, which was like huge.
Right.
Huge for like a high school show.
Totally.
He was that cool. And he wrote in my yearbook. And I looked at that. Insignia? Is that a thing? I looked at his note to me probably 100 times
what did
that
it
summer.
Say?
It was just like, hey, Rashida, you're super cool for a seventh grader or something like that. Like KIT, have a great summer. Chet. I was like, keep it together. He's so good. He likes me.
When is our wedding?
Oh my God.
We're wedding in the fall. I'm cool.
That is so cool.
I was going to talk about Felicity, but I realized I think that was...
I auditioned for that show. As an adult. Yeah.
I was like,
I got
did
very
you,
close.
Did you watch Felicity?
I got very close.
Oh my God. For
that's
which,
how I met
which,
JJ.
Oh my God. For which part? For Felicity?
For the friend. Amy.
Yeah, Amy. She was pink.
I tested for that part. Oh my God.
I know. Was that a heartbreak?
Heartbreak. Yeah. Actually, I don't often like feel like, oh God, I've only gotten that part. But like, there's a couple things where I'm like, oof, I wanted that show so badly. It was so good
Have
on the page.
Felicity?
Of course I've seen
okay,
Felicity.
But you know, he writes Scotsby, he writes in the yearbook.
Right.
And then he says one thing and then she changes her whole
which is something that I would have done in a heartbeat. I would have done that. I would probably do it today.
Me too.
I would do it in a hot second. I would change my whole life.
For love.
Yeah.
There's
me
not
too.
Even, I wouldn't do that. Just anything for love.
I would do anything for love.
Yeah.
Did your friends like around you, did they always have boyfriends? Because my friends, I was the one that was always the one on the outskirts
Same.
Of like everyone had a boyfriend, everyone was doing shit. Same. And I was like one day
Same.
I was like
cool
the...
popular friends who were like cute and guys wanted to date them all the time. But I also had like my god sisters, my lovely gorgeous, they're like so beautiful and angels, my god sisters who were 2 and 3 years older than me at Buckley, Sydney and Anika, they like took me under their wing because they loved me and I was like a little, you know, potato shaped and a little uncomfortable and a little nerdy. And they took me under their wing and they were like the cool girls in high school. So I got to hang out with them and all their friends. Like they made my life. Like they're the reason that I'm okay.
That's
that I didn't
so fun.
Cower into like a, you know, cavernous depression.
How far are you and Kidada in age?
Like a little less than 2 years.
So she's younger.
Older.
Older.
Yeah.
She's older.
Yeah.
So did Kidada like take you out too? Or was she
Kidada
like...
Kidada would take me out conditionally. Like she'd have to like, she was like, I have to dress you. Because
right.
she was 1,000 times cooler than me.
Right.
1,000 times cooler and had like the coolest friends. So like, I'd be like, yeah, dress me, please. Yes, yes. We had a competition in the sixth grade of who could get an answer from our favorite TV show quicker. And hers was Punky Brewster and mine was Not Necessarily the News, which was like a daily show on HBO. It was like the Daily Show, pre-Daily Show.
How old are you at this point?
Well, actually, maybe it was in sixth grade. She was in sixth grade. I was in fourth grade.
Oh,
it was like 8. So, and she won because she's got way more charm. And so she won.
Oh my God.
And then she was like, but you have to, you can come to Punky Brewster, but you have to let me dress you.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
What did she dress you in? Do you remember?
I didn't let her that time. I really wanted to wear my tweed skirt and my vest and my bolero ties. So I didn't let her that time.
I used to wear bolero ties in high school. Oh, yeah. I was all about a bolero. Like a vest. It's so cool.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Silk shirts.
Oh, I had that a uniform.
That was like such a... Oh, yeah. You had a uniform. No, Buckley never had... Oh, uniform. Buckley had a uniform?
Yeah.
Why did I not... Oh,
blazers,
yeah. My mom like...
Gray dresses.
And you guys used
shoes.
To have to curtsy to your teachers?
Curtsy to Dr. Buckley.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah. Can you imagine?
It was the 70s.
So wild.
No, really?
Yeah. I'm 46.
So would you just go to Westwood every weekend? Like, that's where all the boys would hang? That was
could,
like my Galleria.
Could, but my mom sometimes was strict with me and wouldn't let me go. But my sister was there every weekend.
No, it just... So niche. Sorry. So niche. But we, you know, I realize we've basically only interviewed people who grew up in LA.
I know.
Which has been,
we haven't really branched. We're gonna have to
branch out. We'll branch out. But it is fun. But okay. So your first kiss was in ninth grade.
Ninth grade. Yeah. And I had this thing. I don't think I've ever talked about this to anybody. I was so nervous about boys, and I had a huge crush. My first crush. I was like eight in the eighth grade, and the boy I liked, Eric Biddles, in seventh grade. We're still friends. We're all good now. And he, I every time I was near him or like was like maybe thought maybe he liked me, I had an uncontrollable urge to vomit. But I would like. I remember the first time he held my hand, and I was in the backseat of a car, and I had to like I was like dry heaving. I was like, like my nerves were so bad.
Oh my God.
When he told me he liked me on the phone, I had to put down the phone and go like throw up.
Oh my God.
My nerves were so bad.
But then what about the first kiss?
Yeah, what did you do? Wait, where
By
were
that,
you?
It was not a great first kiss. It was like behind 106A, which was like an annex classroom. And we were kind of like sitting at a table, and he just like kissed me, and I like just giggled the whole time, and it was not a great kiss. We worked it out because we did date for like almost a year.
What?
Oh my God. Yeah. That's like a lifetime
a
in
so that's
9 months.
School
or high school years.
Yeah.
That's a lifetime.
I know.
Oh my God.
He was such a cutie. He was so sweet.
So were you 14 or 15?
I was, for my first kiss, I was young for my class. I turned 17 February of my senior year.
No way.
Yeah.
Do you skip a grade?
I like skipped reading readiness or whatever, like when I was 5'4".
Reading readiness.
I was ready for readiness.
Off campus privileges.
I was so ready for my off campus privileges. So I was probably I must have been 13. Yeah.
Oh.
That yeah. So in seventh grade, I was 11 in seventh grade.
Wow.
Yeah, I must have been, right? Not great with math anymore.
I know.
But
it's fine.
Grade's gone.
But yeah,
you were 11, turning 12
yeah.
in seventh grade.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then, like, when did you, were you, did you, like, could you go out? Like, were your parents strict? Like, were there, like, parties? Like,
very.
Could you go
my
to
mom
parties?
Was strict with me because my sister was cool and
right.
out and
right.
doing fun things. So I couldn't.
You got the.
I could, but I was also a good girl.
Right.
I was like in every after school activity.
What were your
and
after
got
school
great grades.
Activities?
In seventh grade, I was in choir. I was in the musical. I was in Spanish club.
Oh my
I
God.
Was in, was there a junior National Honor Society?
Or I'm sure.
Something
that
like that.
Right.
I was in student government. I was a mathlete.
You were
yeah.
a math.
Yeah, I played volleyball. I played basketball in the ninth grade, and then I was a song girl. I started like a song girl squad in the 10th grade.
What's a song girl?
Song girls like it's like cheerleaders, but you just do dances.
Oh, that's
which is why
fun.
I am the way that I am. Which is I would just want to do dances.
You
would, yeah,
which dances? What was your favorite dance you did as a song girl?
So many. We went to cheer camp
no.
at UCLA. It
was oh my God!
Fantastic. It was so fun. There's one that we all still know. The first one we did was to Janet Jackson Escapade. That's the
oh
first
my
one
God,
we choreographed.
Perfect song.
So
perfect
good. Song. It was great. And then we did something to BBD, I Thought It Was Me, which is on the same album as Poison.
Right.
And then we had one to MC Hammer Pray that had a lot of like praying in it.
You went religious. You went religious for that one. That was for the.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. Just like fake religious.
And was it just you and all your friends? Like you like recruited your friends?
Yeah, my friends
and
that I'm still friends with. Yeah, basically Denise Kalinowski and I were like, we don't want to go to H period. We don't want to go to PE.
Oh.
How can we not go to PE? We were like, let's get a teacher sponsor and we'll start Songgirls. Because there was no, there was like a couple cheerleaders and it was kind of like a lame program. So we're like, let's just start. Let's see if we can do it. So we got like the permission from the dean. We went to Miss Barranco, who was like one of the lower school teachers, who was like the cheer person. We're like, would you like sponsor our Songgirl squad? And she was like, yeah, you can rehearse here right by Miss Rose's old classroom. And we started a squad. And we had like our friends the first season. And then the next season we started like auditioning people.
Letting the judges show us your best judge moves.
Yeah. Bust a move. Yeah, and the audition piece was to delight.
Oh my God, Groovers?
Yes. No, Groovers in the Heart, yeah.
Groovers yeah. in the Heart.
Do you like how I still audition. Call it Groovers? Because Groovers? When I made up a dance to it, but I did not know it was Groove is in the Heart. Yeah. I thought it was Groovers
in the heart. Like it's just like a component like you have, of your heart, like one of the chambers
Groovers
of your heart.
Dance. Groovers. You have like a dancer in your heart.
In the heart. I did a whole dance routine to that.
Groovers is very Aussie. Yeah.
Groovers. Groovers in the heart.
Groovers.
Gotta get rid of some Groovers, all right? It's gonna get. Oh my God. Also, Rashida, side note, we want to take dialect yes. classes. Dialect classes?
Dialect, yeah.
I'm so bad.
I want to learn like Northern England.
Because Sasha's like an expert.
I know that your Australian
better.
Is
nobody's
not,
better at a
not
dialect.
To be beat.
Yeah. It's unbeatable.
I've spent like 8 years, like literally 8 years, trying to get it right. Because it's got to be really subtle. And most people tell me it's like a mix of Kiwi. And
yeah, it's got a bit of
but
New Zealand.
You've got to make it sound almost American. Like,
yeah, it is almost not, American. Yeah,
yeah, it's hard though.
Yeah.
It took like 8 years actually of me watching Summer Heights High.
There you go.
My name is Mr. G. So good. Oh, so good. Jemay.
Welcome to Mr. Okay, G.
We're getting off topic.
Sorry. No, but that is about high school. It's about high school.
It is about high school.
Okay, so Groove is in the Heart.
Groove is in the Heart was the audition piece.
So would you perform like at basketball games?
Yeah.
Like they'd be like, and welcome the Songgirls.
The Songgirls. Yeah.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah. And then we would also cheerlead with the cheerleaders. So we like during the game, we would do like the kind of like stomp, like crowd stuff. And then we would perform at halftime.
What did you wear?
Uniforms with our names.
Oh, you had like a full blown uniform.
Black, white, and red. Our school colors. Buckley Griffins.
Dang.
But we had like the Mickey Mouse Club, like Rashida. Like Denise.
That's so.
Vicky.
Do you still have them? Do you still have your uniform?
I don't, but I have lots of good pictures. I'll try to find one.
You're nostalgic. Are you a nostalgic person?
I am. Yeah,
us
I am.
Too. That's why we're here.
Why do you think we created
really
this goddamn podcast?
So much.
I know.
You did love it.
I did. I loved it.
Oh my God.
I loved it.
What was your prom theme?
Casino.
Oh.
Casino. And it was at the Olympic Collection. Do you
what
know where that is?
That?
It's like Olympic and Bundy. It's like the second floor of a mini mall and Olympic and Money.
Did people do like crazy, like was there promposals and like stuff like that?
No.
Like
no,
it was
way
just like,
that.
Was it like a lot of just like friends going with friends or like,
yeah,
like
I went with a friend. Yeah. It was like chill, but I went to Crossroads prom 4 times.
Oh,
with friends,
wow.
Like
oh,
never
friends.
Dated anybody, but like I was just like a friend of Crossroads, and so I would just like that's how I became friends with Noah Gelati. I was they were like no one needs a date. I'm like I'll go. Like I just was like the friend who went with everybody.
So did you have this is going past middle school, but did you had the boyfriend 9th to 10th grade?
Yeah, and then I started dating his friend.
Oh no way.
Yeah, but that was we had 43 people in
right
graduating
like
class.
There's like, no
there's
way
not that you
yeah.
have to like there's gonna be double dipping.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Sorry, that sounds gross, but you know what I mean. Like,
no,
there's
I mean
a lot of repeat behavior. Like, all of my friends kind of like had their first kiss with the same boy.
Right. No, I wish that was my excuse. I literally dated in my first boyfriend went to Oakwood, and I ended up dating. I didn't go to Oakwood, and I ended up dating his friend. So I just did it because I wanted to.
Right.
That's
you know,
there's no
cool.
excuse
there's
for
also,
me.
Yeah, but that's no. But also that's how you meet people.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
through their friends, and it's also like nobody's getting married, so who cares? You know.
No, it's true.
I mean, although things felt very serious at the time, but
I was just every time I see a couple in like 7th or 8th grade or 9th grade, 10th grade, whatever in high school. Kissing and canoodling, my heart breaks because that first breakup.
It's so real.
Did you break up with your first boyfriend? Did he break up with you?
Good
Do you
question.
Remember? Like, what was your first? It must have been
I don't
in high
think
school.
It was not my first heartbreak.
Right.
My
so
first
you were
heartbreak
fine.
Was his friend.
Oh, wow.
He was like my best friend. And then we started dating and I was obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And then he played me. Like he was dating, secretly dating another girl. He played her and he played me. And we like always had like tension. And then we had this like really epic like girl meeting of all of the high school girls sat down and we like unlocked, we like spilled all the tea and unlocked all of the bad shit that the guy's been doing. We're like, he was, that's when he came to my house and he was, came from your house. Like, and then we became friends. Which is kind of great.
So did you go up to your boyfriend and you were like, I've heard all this shit. Like, oh, we're done?
I called him out.
You called him out. Yeah. And so, he, and then was he like, oh.
Yeah. He was just like, I don't know. He's 15. Like, what did he know? You know,
like, that's bad. Yeah. That's wrong.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, it was no bueno.
And when did the internet come into your, not in high school?
Sasha.
Okay.
Sasha, I had Ethernet senior year of college. Ethernet. We had Linux internal message system in college. The first time I ever had like a computer that had the interweb on it, I was like 22. I got a phone when I was 22. It was 1998.
Did you have the Nokia that you could put different faces on? Like the like that's the, like, that was
different colors.
Yeah, the different know. That was Esty's first phone.
Well, that was a Charlie's
and
Angels
I
phone.
Remember,
it was cool.
So jealous.
Yeah.
The fact that my parents never really got us anything that was like the cool thing.
Yeah.
Like it was always like a weird like Marshalls or Ross like off-brand version of whatever.
Jitterbug.
The cool, yeah, like like not Abercrombie and Fitch. It was like Abercrombie and Fatch or like something. So like. Not cool.
But that's
and
good. That's
it was great. But
great.
I remember that, like, I remember Essie because, like, I think Essie somehow figured out that, like, if she used, like, if she went to my parents and was like, this is for safety. Like,
right,
this is
right.
for my safety.
Do you want me to
like,
be in danger?
Yeah. Like, yeah. if I'm in danger,
Smart.
I don't know.
Smart.
I don't know how to use a payphone, like, yeah. which yeah. she did. But, like, I feel like that's why she was like, my parents got her the Nokia phone with
yeah.
Snake on it.
Yeah.
And it was like, the. Biggest
so
fucking
cool.
deal.
Oh, Snake, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
She had like a plate that had like clouds on it. It was like
oh,
only
no,
clouds.
I was so jealous
and
of
I
that
was
one.
Like, you are so fucking cool.
Oh,
like,
my
that
God.
Is the coolest
so
thing
great.
Ever. But also, like, she got the cool phone, but like, I think my parents bought like a package that was like, you get 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, 50 for like, I get a little like jotting down the number of minutes that she has to not get in trouble. But it was so, yeah, I remember getting my first phone. It was like the most mind blowing.
I had a pager.
You had a pager?
Yeah, that's cool.
I had a pager in high
that's
school.
That's so fucking cool.
Wore it on my belt, like on my Jerbo
that's
jeans.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who paged you?
Everyone.
Friends.
Just in class, paging each other?
Well, you can't, texting. I mean, you can't actually say, like, the first pager I had was this big, you know, and, like, it's just numbers. So, like,
right.
the best you could do is, like, boobs upside down, or, like, 411 or 911. Like,
oh,
you could
kidding.
You couldn't actually
okay.
say anything.
Okay.
So, it would only ever be, like, my mom or, like, a friend or, like, somebody, like, where we're supposed to have plans, like, call the number back. I recognize
oh,
their
right.
number.
Oh, right. A pager just alerts you
yeah,
to
just
call.
Alerts, yes. like, someone's called to
but
call.
Then I had 1-800 SkyTel, and that's when it got real fun, because then a person would literally sit there and you'd pick up the phone and be like, Rashida's pager, and you'd be like, hi, can you type that we're going to meet at 3 p.m. at on Ventura Boulevard? And then I would get the text that was said to the person.
That is so much cooler than texting
I
now.
Know.
I hate texting.
Yeah,
now.
Same.
Even though I text
every, I don't,
do, do, do,
I
do,
can't.
It's all blue. I know.
All blue.
Texting better than email. Email, like, I lost the battle. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I look at, I have, like, I have at any given time, I have like 7,500 unread
oh, yeah, no,
emails.
Mine,
like I lost.
Is,
I don't even try
is,
anymore.
I have 14,000.
Oh God.
You
oh,
don't.
Oh God. No, you really lost.
What do you have?
This is 4,900.
Guys, I have zero.
Oh my
You're
God.
Zero
get
inbox?
Out of here. We're not friends anymore.
What?
Guess what? It's because I have a Gmail that gets all the shopping and all the junk.
Oh,
but then
I'm
I have
so jealous.
Me.com.
I can't find anything.
I can't find anything. I have 14,000 unread emails.
iCloud. I'm at iCloud.
I'm
you
at
what?
iCloud.
Off brand Abercrombie and Fetch.
Yeah.
I'm at iCloud.
You're at iCloud? Are you the only one on there?
Yeah.
Wow.
I am the only one at me, though. No one has me.
I have me.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You have Gmail.
I have Gmail, but I've had my original email, my first email that I had, I think I've said this before, but was ima_jew@yahoo.com.
That's great. Although
I'm a Jew.
Now that I know you didn't get a bar mitzvah,
I know. I'm
a
fraud.
Have to give that back.
I'm a fucking fraud, dude. I'm a full fraud.
I know we can't, like, nobody can see it, but I do have some visual references.
Do you have from Song Girls?
Yeah, of course.
What? Okay, yeah. I wonder if there's a way to, like, if you they will be, let us, if we can,
they can
post
be bonus
or do
bonus
later.
Jonas.
Yeah, later there'll be bonus features. Well, first of all, there's a young Miss Rose.
That's
looking
my mom.
Exactly like Alana.
I know.
I need to see.
Isn't
I'm
that
looking
crazy?
Right now.
That's my mom yearbook. Would put her hair in hot,
oh God,
gorgeous
the
hair.
I know.
I have her cheeks.
Isn't that crazy how much that's Alana?
It's so weird. It's so weird. Sometimes when me and my mom are doing like makeup in the same mirror, I'm like, mom,
oh,
we're the same. Like we have
so you
the
see
same
it.
Face.
You
I see it.
It.
So, wow. We're identical.
There's a little Danielle in there too, though.
Yeah.
Danielle, I'm not gonna lie.
She speaks, your mom sounds like Danielle to me so much.
Yes.
Really? Isn't that weird?
Yes, they have similar tones.
I like have prided myself on the fact that I look like my mom, but I act like my father. I'm like a Sagittarius hot-headed person. Like it's very, I'm like a perfect mixture of my parents. Of like I look like my mom. I have nothing of my dad.
Genes are wild, huh?
They're so
wild.
Crazy.
This is like a very typical scene, after school scene with me and my two, still my two, my best friends.
Oh my,
best friends.
Oh my God.
Diane and Karen. And you see, do you see my,
it says Rashida.
That's my uniform. Oh, snacking on my bed, black and white bedroom.
Wait, but you were, I mean,
this is 10th grade.
Like, but you're five in 10th grade. As we discovered.
You were a few
This was kind of after. I kind of got it together by then.
Right.
What does it say? It says explicit.
Oh, yeah. I took that from Michael Austin's office because I worked for him in high school. And it was that like explicit, that parental advisory explicit lyrics.
And you had
that was the centerpiece of my. No, it was like a framed thing on my roll. I'm like, that's so fucking cool.
And you took it.
Yeah, he gave it to me. And it was like the centerpiece of my room.
Oh. My God.
I know.
But that's a cool girl. Like, I look at that photo of
but
Rashida,
guys,
which you will all see.
That's seventh grade.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Rashida. Now we are looking at...
That's a school photo.
Now we're looking at a school photo.
That's Potato Lady.
Rashida.
I know. So mean. So mean.
So mean.
But you see, I tried so to do... Cute. I tried to tease my hair.
Yeah.
It's just one little, like, something about Mary thing happening.
If you could go back to seventh grade and give yourself any advice, what would you tell yourself?
So, I mean, what a special little person.
I know.
I just want to like give her a hug and be like, you're going to be like, not fuck everybody, because not fuck everybody, but kind of like fuck everybody. Like,
right.
You, the things that you enjoy and the things that you love are going to be you. And so be very happily cultivating those things. Like, I am so happy that I had that discomfort in a weird way, because it did, it like forced me to like develop my sense of humor, to excel at school, to like think of something more than just like, sorry, but like being hot for a dude.
Yeah, totally.
It takes up a lot of brain space.
So much.
By the way, I was boy crazy.
Yeah, we all had hormones.
But it was one way. So right. It was like, fine, you know?
Oh.
That was also seventh grade me.
God,
was that your party?
That was like some party. I was with my dad.
Are you married?
God.
She's wearing a gold band on her.
I am. Why am I wearing a gold band on my finger? Weird.
Promise ring. But yeah. No, these years, this is why we do our entire. The first time Alana and I met, we were like, what were you like in seventh grade?
And we were very similar. We grew up the same. It gave us character. Like I would not change one. One thing.
I would just give her more love and
yes.
Just be like,
that was the
hang
big
in
thing.
There. I'm waiting for you and you're so great. And I remember people saying that to me, and that's why it was like so nice to have like older friends like Sydney and Anika who just thought I was so great
right.
In a way that I didn't think. But their validation of me and like they were so maternal with me, and it really like helped me to just feel okay with who I was, you know? But it's also hard. Hormonally, you're in the most intense phase of your life where like you were struggling with so many things for anew that you will never you'll never have that same, like you won't pass that gauntlet again until you're in menopause. So you're like all these different conflicting emotions, so much crying and journal writing and worrying about things that actually don't matter, but they feel so real and important. Like that's a really essential time in a weird way, because you learn how to cope.
It's true.
That time
you become
life.
Like tough. Yeah. I mean, even hearing like I got bullied. Like the fact that you, like, it's mind blowing to me that anyone would have ever bullied you. Like I never in a million years thought that anyone would call you names or anything. Like we give, it's so crazy. It's such a hard,
but it's a stress test. And yeah. Honestly, I am, my character is built from those moments. I would never take them back. And look, I can say that. I'm lucky to say that because obviously some people really have to go through incredibly tough things that are like physical and hugely traumatic. And mine was basically jocular. Everybody was like laughing when they teased me, but it's still teasing and it was still humiliating. But like, it's not, I would never ever take it back. And I'm still friends with people who were like that with me. We're still friends. Like our class was so tight. We did everything together. We teased each other. We were on the outs with each other. We called each other names. We made up. We were friends. We were like, you just didn't have, you had to deal with each other because there were so few people in our school, you know? Which is good.
It is good.
Because you got to work it out. You got to work shit out. That's what life's about. I'm sorry. You can't just like wage war and be like, this person did this thing to me and I will forever be upset about it. Because your job as an adult is to get over shit. It is to process and then get over it and like try to live life with a good attitude. That's your job.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah, working like, literally on it. Working I'm on like, it. And my life has changed.
Resilience. It's hard. No. You can be sensitive. You can feel it. But like you need like forward motion because what are you going to do? There's a lot of stuff that you can be upset about. It will take you down. It's debilitating.
Totally. Especially as a Jew. I mean, I hold everything in my stomach.
Your gut is your brain, and it's one and the same. You gotta
literally.
Get it out
your feel
gut.
Like my acid reflux is a reason why I keep everything in my goddamn gut. I keep everything there. Yeah.
Also, I had a vomiting issue too.
Did
nerves.
You?
Yes, I did.
With nerves?
Yeah.
Because of stage fright or boys?
No,
or what?
I vomited before. I just said the story, but yeah, I vomited every day before the bus. Getting on the bus, the school bus
to go to school.
And I went to an all-girls school. So you can imagine at co-ed dances, like our first co-ed dances.
Oh, you were just like projectile.
It was just coming out of your nose and your mouth. It was like the exorcist is at our
super hot.
And it's like...
Also, I think often, and this is because I'm nearly a half a century old, but like... Imagine all those feelings that are so, to me, endemic of being 13. And then you just have to be like TikTok ready now and just be hot and confident.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And pretend like you're okay.
Yeah. All the time. I have no idea. I thank my lucky stars every day that like I had a full awkward adolescence and no one knew about it. Like I never had to post anything. I remember like the first time getting a Costco digital camera, like that was like the whole fucking thing. And it took like, it was like 75 steps to get one photo from the camera to the computer. So it would just stay there.
Yeah.
It would just, I would just have cameras that just have shit on it. Like just gonna stay there.
Do you still
like,
have the cameras?
I'm sure my dad still has them, but like
I have to go to Thrifties to get your film developed,
I did that too. Thrifties, but like it's just so great.
There's
I'm
so much
thankful.
Feedback now, there's so much instant feedback
and like
now.
Commenting
and also
like
we all probably wanted to you wanted to be more grown up than you were always, but now there's like it's incentivized to be more grown up,
right?
Like you can make money, you can develop your brand, you can get followers, you can get likes. So like there's something I cherish so much about being that innocent. Completely. I was so innocent. Like I would not have my childhood start a minute earlier than I started.
Totally.
And we're just like people are just asking for their childhood to go away quicker, which is like so sad to me. It's such an important time.
Oh, it is. I'm so grateful that during seventh grade, I was just so awkward because there was no pressure. I remember putting on makeup for the first time in like senior year of high school because I finally had a crush on somebody at my school. But I remember being like, this is such a big deal. Like, and straightening my hair with like hairspray, like sizzling my hair and being like, this 4'2" dude is going to fall in love with me. He never did. Never did.
I thought the hair straightener would do that for me too.
The hair straightener, but like, it's so true. Like I was like, I was a nanny. That was like my first job. And like I babysat this 13-year-old girl. And like, that was like right when Instagram happened. Mm. And it was like, knowing that shit was, I never knew when my friends were hanging out without me.
Right.
I never knew, which was great. I was like, FOMO. I don't want to know. Yeah. I never had FOMO because my parents were so strict and they never let me go out. And I knew that they were all going out, but like there was not photo evidence. And then like to like see it on your phone and be like, oh, all my friends are together and I wasn't invited. Like it breaks my heart. It's like so crazy.
But also there's this forced authenticity with TikTok almost, for better or for worse, but it's all about being like
super open
and like I'm feeling this way and this is the way I feel and this is, and which is for, again, for better or for worse, but it does,
it's a performance,
it
right?
is performative in a way, because even when I knew I was writing, I have my diary right here, I was writing like fully authentic, I mean fully just stream of consciousness, no breaks, but having that cemented on the, it's just,
yeah, or to perform your inner life is such a weird thing. Like it's inherent in your inner life. Like it's inner. There should be something internal that has nothing to do with what people see. And if you're sharing everything, I know it's to get feedback and positive feedback or whatever, but like, then what's your relationship with the inside of you? Because that's all you're left with is what's inside you. Like, It's so nuts. I'm really curious. Like, I do think that kids will intuitively reject it. Feels like it's happening a little bit. I have some friends who have kids who are like tweens who are like, it's really lame.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah. That makes me happy. I think about it all the time. Like, how am I going to have to deal with this with a kid?
I know.
It's so scary.
I know. Well, also remember they're digital though. Like
they grew up.
Yeah, they know that they grew up in it, and that's why they're going to think it's lame. Because they also understand there is a sort of like, they get the split personality more. Like I'm like, who are you inside and versus outside? And they're like, it's two different people. Who cares? Like they don't care. Like they have, that's why they have their fenced in the regular world. Like they just are like so used to that. They've evolved to that.
They're all Geminis.
Everybody on the internet is a Gemini.
Well, this was so insightful.
And what a great way into like talking about the world and friendship and love. What a great opportunity. I like literally don't ever talk about this stuff.
Oh my God.
Well, that's
thank you for sharing it.
No, thanks for taking me back.
Oh my God. Come back with us anytime.
We have to get like a whole, like a sister, all the sisters in and talk about everything because.
Oh, that could get heavy.
It could get so heavy. we won't survive. We won't make it out alive.
There'll be very different tales of how things went down.
Yes. But thank you, Rashida.
Thank you for being so open.
Thank you. And that was our episode. We'll see you next week. This was Free Period.
Yes.
This was Free Period. See you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Free Period, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio.
New episodes every Tuesday.
Bye.